Scientists in Texas say that they've succeeded in creating the world's first cloned cat. Not an obscure, unique, or endangered cat, mind you, but a cloned Felis domesticus, your basic house cat. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Sheep have had their day in the cloning limelight, as have mice, cattle, goats, and pigs. Now it's time for cats to take a bow. The story begins with a calico cat named Rainbow.
When Rainbow was being spayed in order to prepare her for adoption, we took some cells out of her ovaries and saved those for eventual cloning.
Dwayne Kramer works on animal cloning at Texas A&M University. He says the next step was to get donor eggs. Those were also obtained from female cats who were being spayed. Next, Kramer and his colleagues matured the eggs in the laboratory for 24 hours.
And then removed the nuclei from those eggs and then transferred some of the cells from Rainbow into those enucleated eggs.
Now what the researchers had was the starting point for a cloned embryo. The resulting embryo grew in the lab for a few days, and then it was transferred into a surrogate mother named Allie. 66 days later, the researchers delivered by cesarean a vigorous, healthy kitten named Cece, as in clone cat or copycat if you prefer. Cece's birth announcement appears in next week's edition of the journal Nature. It might seem reasonable to suppose that Cece and Rainbow would look identical, since they are genetically identical, but Kramer says that's not the case.
Rainbow is a calico cat, a tricolored cat, and the color pattern is governed to a great extent by the X chromosomes.
Female cats have two X chromosomes, and the coat color genes on the two X's can be different. Sometimes the genes on one X chromosome are determining the color, sometimes the ones on the other. It's something that varies randomly, so even genetically identical kittens can look different from one another. The Texas researchers say they are certain, based on genetic testing, that Cece and Rainbow are genetic twins. Kramer says he and his colleagues first became interested in cloning cats as a tool for studying disease. That's still a goal, says Kramer, but there are other reasons as well.
We also have been interested in preserving endangered cats for years, and this is one of the technologies might be useful for that. And we know that people are fond of their pets, and if we can help get a pet that's as close as possible to the old one, why, that seemed like an honorable effort as well.
Other scientists are more impressed with the research implications of the work. National Cancer Institute biologist Stephen O'Brien says the real importance of cloning animals is it gives researchers a chance to remove or knock out specific genes.
If we can start talking about gene knockouts in a model like the cat, which is a medical model for many, many different diseases such as diabetes and Tay-Sachs disease and many of these others, then it will push medical search along very much.
But O'Brien warns that before scientists can get too excited about using clone cats for research, they'll want to be certain that Cece wasn't a fluke. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see a picture of Cece, the cloned cat, at our website, npr.org.